Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 390, Reboot. How are you folks doing? Trust you're doing well. I want to thank you for all the feedback and emails this past week. You guys told me that, hey, it's working. You go over to iTunes, and you click on the three dots, and you can see the transcript. And that transcript, sorry, Adobe, is quite a bit better than what's coming out of the Adobe Podcast Beta program that I'm recording on once again. So I appreciate you guys telling me that the transcript showing up, the feed is working, because boy, that wasn't fun, period. Just not fun to deal with. So I appreciate you telling me the feedback and appreciate the emails about last week's episode. Hey, answer the questions. Yes, I'm going to keep doing the answer question podcast. As long as that questions keep coming in the inbox, I will keep answering them. So I appreciate the positive feedback and letting me know that that stuff is helping you. Hey, one thing though, I would love to hear from you guys signing up for Moose's workshops. Yeah, me. We go out, we do lots of great photography, eat some fun food, and just have a great old time out there exploring our world with our cameras. In fact, just finishing up a marvelous time down in Costa Rica. Wow. And would love to have you join me. We've got some openings and some great locations coming up this year. Haven't put out only one thing for 2025. But you want to up your photography game. You want to learn a bit about your wild heritage and have a great time. I would love to help you and join you in that pursuit. So go to the website, not only for the podcast blog post and transcript, but to check out the workshops and perhaps sign up. Love to join you. I want to thank my good friend at Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. I mean, it's springtime, folks. It is springtime. It's that time of year to what? Oh, to do spring senior portraits and Easter portraits. And we've got the clips coming up in a few weeks. And you've got nesting birds. And if you need any kind of equipment, supplies, help, suggestions, education, Bedford's is the place. They've got the classes, the gear, the people. And of course, they're the home for the Moose discount, 5% after you check out. So bedfords.com, drop by, say hello, thank you for sponsoring the Moose podcast, get that discount, and of course, the gear you need. Thank you, Bedfords, for sponsoring us. All right, let's get into this week's episode, Reboot. Well, about a year ago, I guess a little bit longer now, I got the new MacBook Pro with the M2 chip. I wasn't dying to buy a new notebook, but my faithful notebook of a number of years, my MacBook before that, was having issues. And I had a suspicion it was software-based, but there was a nagging thing in my head that was maybe hardware-based. So I just, that was just like, I got to have it because I, you know, half my year, that's all I'm using when I'm out on the road. So I sat there and got a new MacBook Pro and been using it, loving it. Well, when the new MacBook Pro arrived, I got it all set up. I wanted to take my old MacBook and bring it, you know, reinstall everything from fresh. See if my suspicion was right, it was hardware or software. Went and wiped the hard drive, no problem. Went to install the new iOS and nothing. Just crickets, you know, it just black screen, Zippo. And then I got in that loop where, you know, try it again. And so I just put it on the shelf. Boom. Well, I have a organization I'm part of that needs a computer. And I said, well, God, you know, I've got this one sitting here. I need to get it up going so I can donate to you guys and solve that problem. So first thing I did, I thought about reaching out to my good friend and Roger can fix anything. when it comes to a computer. And he's fixed other stuff for myself many times over the decades. And he said, sure, send it down. So I was about to box it up and I said, you know, I wonder. So I flipped the lid, I plugged it in, hit the button, and lo and behold, about 6 hours later, it was up and going. It's working great. Now it's got a new home and it's serving a purpose, and life carries on. And that got me to thinking, after doing that and some reading I've been doing, it's time for a reboot. Now, what do I mean by a reboot? Well, for myself personally, a couple weeks ago, I talked about aspiring to stay green. Well, part of that means going back to square one. I have been doing this for a while, and I have some really set in my ways way of doing some photography and ways of thinking of things. And I just thought to myself, perhaps it's time to do a photographic mental reboot. Go back to the basics. And in this journey, see what, when I started out, I might have just totally taken for granted, maybe not even learned about, maybe poo-pooed, and see if now that I have, quote-unquote, these years of wisdom under the belt, those things might just now come relevant. So, for example, the Z9 just had, a week ago or so, maybe 2 weeks ago now, had its firmware update to 5.0. And you head to my website, you will see that I have written down, and it's there in PDF form, all my settings. Now, those settings are all based on, you know, what? They're going back, I guess, D2. Right? Some of them, you know, have been around so long that they were in the D2 and the actual feature hasn't changed much. So some of it, let's talk about picture control. Now, picture control, you have things like standard and vivid and landscape. And those tone curves associated with those standard, vivid, landscape, those tone curves are subtly adjusted. And this process in my mind started with the Z8 firmware update to 2.0 when they brought in the additional black and white modes, flat and dark. And I'm like, somebody's been looking at these tone curves and I just been using kind of the numbers I've had and moving them forward. And well, lo and behold, coming back and getting to the point with the Z9, I'm looking at these tone curves and I'm making slight changes in my picture control settings that then I will have to make slight changes to my ACR presets to honor what the camera is capturing. So I'm rebooting the whole process, which means one, taking a bunch of notes, and that's the laborious part. But I got to remember what I'm doing. I do go out and take a picture of my hand, and take the pictures, and take a picture of my hand, so I know that's in this series. But in those series, individually, which one did I change a contrast from 5, contrast to 4, contrast to 3? So I take those notes, and then I take these images. I still bring them into the computer with Photo Mechanic, but once they're there, I make a copy of those images between the pictures of my hand, put them in a folder, and then I go in to NX Studio, and I open up those images because NX Studio honors everything the camera did. I don't have to think about it, and I start looking at the files. And as I look at these files, and I have a whole bunch now that I have from this last week that I will have to look at, think through, I will print. So I laid in some extra paper and ink for the Epson 900 to sit there and print. And then I start doing comparison because I've got to, I think, make some tweaks to my personal picture control settings and my Adobe Camera Raw settings for the different bodies. So I'm rebooting. Just like that computer, it sat for a year and it was once a brick and now it's got new life. I feel a little energized because I'm now actively re-engaging with the process. Now, am I learning something in this process? That's an interesting question that keeps popping up. Am I learning anything, A, about photography, and B, more importantly, about myself? And I'm not going to say out loud, but there's two things that I did poo-poo a long time ago that now I'm like, that was really stupid. You were really ignorant when you poo-pooed those. And in that process, I've learned a little bit more about photography. Now, did I shoot myself in the foot in that process? Did I mix pictures or miss quality? That's very possible. That question's still on the table. Not got an answer for that one yet. But it is an interesting journey. No, I'm not choked up. maybe upset with myself, but not choked up. Anyway, it is an interesting journey to go back and reboot the process. Now, it's not like I'm doing something radical, changing camera brands or computer brands or printer brands, nothing like that. Nothing. The reboot has nothing to do with some major midlife crisis. It has to do with, you know, I just didn't want to get in a rut. And I had the feeling that I perhaps was just, there was something out there that I had missed and I want to make sure I didn't miss it. And there's some little things I maybe did miss. And so I'm rebooting. Is there other examples I can give you in this reboot? Well, one thing that I've been doing for probably 10, 12 years now is my photographs used to be on the darker side of life. And now they're getting towards the, if you were going to put it into exposure compensation, they were at the minus one stop side of life. And now they're more at the zero. And that's been something I've been working on for quite a while. And in that process, I noticed that some of my colors weren't as saturated as they used to be. So I'm looking at how I can go to that zero kind of exposure mode, but bring up my colors and not do it in post. So that is something that's an ongoing journey that I've been looking at, and that's kind of important. You might be wondering if I'm looking at, because a lot of folks, you know, I'm a wildlife photographer. I just love wildlife. It's something that, you know, now, in the perfect world, on one side of the homestead would be my whole nature preserve that I have. And the other side of the homestead would be an airport and hangar and planes. That's not what's happening. But people still think that I was, quote unquote, reinventing myself when I got into aviation photography rather than just chasing a passion that was dormant in me that awoke. So you might be wondering if in this process of reboot, if I'm looking at other genres of photography, I can tell you I'm not looking at macro. No, not looking at macro. And I'm not looking at going back into wedding photography. Nope, no fashion work, no portraits. No, I'm not getting ready to add another genre to my repertoire. Nope, I am looking at strictly rebooting Moose Peterson Photographer for what he does now, critters and aviation and landscape. And in that process, just wasn't like I was, you know, getting bored with photography or it was falling out of favor or something like that. I just thought that, you know, there is something out there. This was in the back of mind, just kind of like that notebook. You know, I just said my usual, what if? And, you know, when I do a what if, I'd like to, I just follow that thread until either it pulls me to someplace new or it snaps. So something to think about, folks. Reboot. You guys have a marvelous week coming up. Enjoy the spring. It's a great time. Get out there and shoot and make every click your story.